A quick Dvar Torah on the Parsha. So let me just mention it quick, because there's a very tifa Vart I heard, I think, from Rav Huttner. But for there's really two Varts. The first Vart got was that Stamakasha. There's this famous Chazal that Rav Shiva always quoted, that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said that Esav did Kibud Av V'Em 100 times better than he did. Right? Which Rav Shiva explained to mean that not that he did the Maisa better, because obviously Rav Shimon Gamliel could have imitated the Maisa, but it means in his lave. In his lave, he was 100 times better. So the question is, the obvious question, if Esa was a Rasha, he's doing Avodah Zarah, Gilei Rais, and Shvichas Damim. So how is it that he's on such a high level of Kibud Av V'Em? Yeah, so what's the answer?
Make religion out of one thing.
What?
Is it to make the religion out of one thing, we turn the whole into
okay, that's one possible answer. Someone does say that. What is a simple answer? The simple answer is that there's no kasha, right? The simple answer is that a person can be great in one area and terrible in one in a different area. So Esav was terrible in one area. In many, many areas, and great in another area. So the Musar Hasko is that the opposite's also true. Even people like hopefully us that can be great in many areas, we can be terrible in one area. Right? That's which means a little bit that your person shouldn't get down on himself if he finds himself very bad in one area, because that's how it is in life. People are steerers, just like Esav was a steerer. So everybody's a steer. Okay, that's a Pashas Vart.
Halavai will be one area.
Rav Huttner said a much tiefer Vart. The Medrash is saying that Esav is 100 times higher level than Rav Shimon Gamliel and Kibud Av V'Em. Yet there's another Medrash that says that Esav married Nachlas, the daughter of Yishmael. So why did he marry the daughter of Yishmael? So what does the Medrash say? Anyone know?
Because he saw that the Bnostan rose.
Yeah, that's what the Pasuk said, but that's not what the Medrash says.
Oh, okay.
The Medrash says, because it says, Yikravu Yimei Evo Avi, that Esav was plotting how to kill Yitzchak. He figured like this, that Yishmael is probably angry at Yitzchak, that Yitzchak yarshened all the money from Avraham. Avraham was very wealthy, and Yitzchak yarshened it all. So he figured Yishmael is probably upset. Now Yishmael is not around. So, you know, they don't have it out because they don't see each other. So he figured he'll marry Yishmael's daughter. He'll get Yitzchak and Yishmael in the same room. They'll get into a fight over the Arusha. And Yishmael, as the behemoth that he is, will kill Yitzchak. That's what the Medrash says. So Rav Huttner asks the obvious question. This is the person who's on a higher madrega, 100 times better than Rav Shimon Gamliel. He's plotting how to kill his father. That's Kibud Av, you know, right? Pretty good gosh, you know? He's 100 times better in Kibud Av than Rav Shimon Gamliel. And they say, and yet he's plotting how to kill Yitzchak.
Why can't we say this is before the prophecy, after the prophecy?
The chief of diva answer. I'm pretty sure that he said that a human is like an onion. I think that's what he said.
What is?
A human is like an onion. Says an onion, you take off one layer, you get a different layer. They're completely separate. They're not attached. He says a human, you can have multi-personalities on different levels. He says it could be on one level, Esav loved his father, and he was on a higher level of Kibud Av V'Em than Rav Shimon Gamliel. And on a deeper level or a different level, he hated his father and he wanted to kill him. And there's no stira. Person can have different hargoshes, different parts of you. Person's not made up of one. It's what a person may say, a person's an onion. Person has different parts.
Nowadays, they'd put you on medication if you thought like that, no?
Okay. But that's, he said, that's a normal person. Just, it doesn't usually come out that much. Usually one part of you takes preference. But the Maisa, he says, it's not unusual. That's how it, he says, and he said, that's where all people are like that, I think. The people have multiple personalities in them. So you can have steerers, not only like I was saying before, that you can be in one area a tzaddik and one area Russia. In the very same area, one day you can be a tzaddik and one day a Russia, depending on which part of you is running the show.
Did we consider that up,
part of you? Go, you know, you got different all different parts of you. Got different all mahaba.
Yeah, no, it's all one part, one you.
So then, is that
your neshama? But you have different personalities.
Is that reasonable to say that that's part of his? Wouldn't it be more reasonable?
I'm sorry, I can't. We can't hear you.
Wouldn't it be more reasonable to say that it's like not a conscious cheshbon, meaning that like subconsciously that's moving his conduct, but
yes, it is subconscious. But even that he had a subconscious, we say the fact that it says that he was on 100 times better than Rav Shimon Gamliel means that he loved his father, and he was doing it with a tremendous ava.
Correct.
And yet, so how could a person who loves his father and has a tremendous ava have a subconscious desire to kill his father? There it says, because he has a different personality. His subconscious mind, on some level, in the depth of his subconscious, there's a different personality, different midas, different desires. And there could be steerers in your conscious and subconscious personality. And that's what he's saying. And that's not so shocking. And a conscious personality, it's not just that it was superficial. He had a deep love for his father and his conscious personality. And in his subconscious personality, he had at least one of them, not necessarily, you know, it could be like, you know, many layers, but on one of his subconscious personality, he had a deep hatred for his father. And he's thinking, Yikravu Yemei Evo Avi, I want to kill this guy. You know, he's standing in the way of me killing Yaakov. So I got to kill him too. And he's a problem. Anyway, I thought that's a very, very tief of art. So let you people hear it. Okay, now we can learn a bit. I see a new face. Svi Noble, is that a new face? I haven't seen you for many, many years, I don't think.
Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom Aleichem. What are you? Where do you live these days?
I live in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn. Okay, very nice. Hey, they go Brooklyn. Hey, they go Air Kaddish, Brooklyn Air Kaddish. Right. Okay, David Gewertz, did I say we said hello already?
Not officially.
Not officially. Okay, where do you live?
I'm in Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. Oh boy. Yeah. All right, we're Rabbi Wender, right?
Yep.
Okay, my old. He was an old, I used to learn with him Bechavrusa sometimes. Okay. We're going back a little while. All right. And I was in the blotcher for Baba Kama. It was 7 cycles ago. It's a little scary. Time fly goes by. Okay. Anyway, let's go back to Tysus. Okay, I don't know. I don't remember. I apologize. There's someone I didn't say hello to. I forgot. Truly, probably we said hello, right? I think so. I think we said hello.
Oh, so you scrolled okay.
Sometimes I, okay. Anyway, we're in the middle of Tysus.
We've come a long way as far as the Zoom share. We're now on 2 screens. We're more than 25 people. So now
you have my screen. I'm only on 1 screen.
Really?
Yes.
More than 20.
Okay. All right. Anyway, maybe they got some more pictures. Okay. Anyway, we're in the middle of Tysus. So we're in Tysus, Gimel and Beis, Mishara Lamanu. So again, we're talking about Avno, Sakino, Umasai, that if a person puts a rock or a sakin down in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and it does hezek. So the Gemara says, if you were mafkirit, Rashi says you're mafkirit before you put it down. So then everybody agrees that it's a bor. But if you were not mafkirit, So then we have a machlokes and we're right. Shmuel says it's still it's a bor. And Rav says it's a shor. Seemingly the nafkamina is whether you're chayev and kedim. Right? Shor tovah says means Karen muad. If you learn like Rav that it's Karen muad, so you're chayev and kedim also. Karen muad is chayev and everything. If on the other hand, you learn that it's from Bor, then by Bor, there's a special din that Bor is Patran Kedem. As far as I know, I don't know the logic. If there's a logic why Bor is Patran Kedem, the Chazal know. In other words, we said, I think we mentioned it last week, we saw in the Rush that Shein V'Rego is Patran Rishus L'Rabim. So the Rosh said there's a svara for that. That's not exeris akasiv. There's a logical svara because you're allowed to take your animal into the street and you're just acting like a normal person. But why bor is patran rishus harabim and patran kelim? Pashtus is exeris akasiv. If a person, an animal falls into a bor, you're chayiv on the bor. Why shouldn't you be chayiv on the kedim that's on top of the boar of the animal, right? The animal was carrying, you had a kedim on the animal and the animal falls into the boar. So for the animal, you're chayiv and for the kedim, you're potter. So why should that be? So as far as I know, I'm sure somebody gives a svara, but offhand, that's exeris akasa. We don't understand the reason. We also don't, you know, Aisha's potter on tamin. It's also maybe exeris akasiv. There are some of the hilchaseim are exeris akasivs, and some of them we understand logically. Pagoniska is we maybe do understand because it's more normal. It's not such a, it's, I mean, it's more or less, it's less normal, so it's not such a pshia. Okay, so the ma'isa, the machlekes Rav and Shmuel, is Rav says that it's from Shor, which means from Karen, according to Taisus, and therefore you're chayev on kedim. I'm the sakino maso that you are not mafker. So according to Rav, it's a Shor, and you're chayev on kedim. According to Shmuel, it's a boar, and you're potter on kedim. That's a machlekes. Okay, so now we're in the middle of Taisus. Tovis and it says Mefarish Rashbam that when he said Mishar Lamanu Dasi Mibor Mishar Mimatzat that it's a tzad hashava. We're learning it out. I'm sorry. Bimtaymar, I'm up to the question. I skipped the line. Bimtaymar, the third line. Hey Chigam Mishar, not a shore she came Bal Chai. So Tzaitis is asking that is sure is a that how can you not from sure there's a pircha. There's a pircha that is sure is a bauchai. And there's another pircha that is Karen is Kavanasa Lahasik. So you can learn out from Shor, or.
But you could say Aish.
You could say Aish. How's Aish going to help you?
It's not about Chai.
Make it Tzad HaShava.
Yeah. I think the Shita brings down.
In other words, you're asking a good question. Who was that, Rabbi May?
Yes.
That sounded like Rabbi May. Was that? That you're saying that Tyson is going to answer to Asimi Bor Vishor. And then he's going to ask if you're learning out from Bor and Shor, so you should give it the kudas of a Bor and you should put it on Kedim. So you're saying that you can learn out from Aish. And then you'll be Chayv on Kedim.
Right.
But you would be potter atone then.
Oh, so then you'd have a different problem. So Pashup Shat in the Pasha is Einochinami. In other words, you could have said you learn out from Aish and Short. But then you'll still have the same problem. So yeah,
But that won't be social to the Gemara later, though, no?
What do you have to tell me?
Aish won't be social to the Gemara. He says at the end that it's social to the Gemara, Ravis Bechayv Kalim. So if you said Aish, you avoid that Kasha that Tosfos leaves off.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry. Can you?
If you say Aish, you'll avoid the Kasha Tosfos ends off with that the Gemara later says Ravis Bechayv by Kalim, right?
Okay, but I don't know. The Gemara doesn't discuss Tamin.
Maybe.
I mean, the Maisa, the Rabbeinu Peretz does mention that as a possible answer. So it is a problem on Taifas. In other words, what's Taifas's big problem? Instead of saying you learn out from Boar and Shore, and say you learn out from Aish. And Aish, it tells you, now the only thing, if you learn from Aish, though the simple answer is, because if you learn from Aish and Shur, you'd have a different pircha. What pircha would you have?
Someone.
What?
Potter and Tommen.
Can't hear you.
Be Potter and Tommen.
No, that's not, I'm talking about pircha. You'd have a pircha, no, if you had a tzad shava of Aish and Shur, there will be a pircha.
What?
Sort of ruach acher in them or something.
You have the pircha of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says beferish.
No.
If you made a tzad shava from Aish and Shur, you would have a pircha of Darko Leilech Ulahazik.
But Tosa does not appear to be bothered by that question because he doesn't ask that question.
Right. So that's really the problem. The problem is, and this is a real problem. Taisa's Asakasha, Shekem Bauchai. Now, in the Mishnah, no, the Mishnah doesn't really have a Pircha, Shekem Bauchai.
There's
a Pircha, Shekem Bauchai.
Yeshba Ruachayim.
Yeshba Ruachayim. I don't know if Yeshba Ruachayim is the same as Bauchai.
Doesn't it also say Ruach Chaim is like specifically that it's holy chladaito on the
base? Yes, Ruach Chaim is that it doesn't have, it's not koach hachemuraba. I think that's what Taiz, in other words, it depends what Ruach Chaim is, right? But the some people say that Ruach Chaim means that when it goes, it's going because of itself. It's not koach hachemuraba. And Avnel Sakino Maso is also not ruach koach hachemuraba pashtas. So Taisus is somewhat strange. Taisus is somewhat strange. In other words, he asked the pircha, Ma'adashur Shekein Bauchai. So Bauchai, you know, like he sounds like he made up his own pircha. He should have asked one of the pirchas of the Mishnah, either Ruach Chaim, which Pashtas is not a pircha, because Ruach Chaim, according to many people, including, is like Aaron said, that Ruach Chaim means it's not Koyach Achem Urabo, and here also it's not Koyach Achem Urabo. And instead, he should have asked the pircha, that it's Holech Umazik. That's the Farish in the Mishnah. That's a good pircha.
Rabbi, does it come into play?
I can't hear. I'm sorry. Maybe my sound is low. Let me check my sound. Oh, my sound is low. That's why I can't hear anyone. My fault.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear.
Okay. So does it come into play at all with the Pnei Yeshua's explanation of the previous Tosfos, the Gufa Tosfos would seem to be talking about difference within Baal Chai of the learning out from Shar, and now all of a sudden he's flipping around and saying that that should be Gufa, a reason you shouldn't learn from Shar? Meaning, according to Pnei Shua, his previous step of Tosis, it was Gufa because of the fact that it wasn't a Baal Chai, that therefore we're learning something different, in that it becomes automatically a Shar Mu'ud, whatever, however we're understanding that whole discussion last week. Now we do it at 180, all of a sudden we say because it's Baal Chai, you can't learn it out from Shar.
Yeah, okay, but I don't know if that's a problem. That was just
a problem either. Just seems weird, no?
Okay, a different point. That's to explain that there's not Shaykh that's in time. And this is to explain whether which way you learn it out from. So I think that's okay. But anyway,
so, when you say it doesn't have Kwach Achamaru, Bo, that means that it has it's a Chumrah that it's not Kwach Achamaru, Bo?
Yeah, Pashib Shad.
So,
Pashas Koach Achemuraba is a Chumra. Is it Koach Achemuraba is a Kula? That's the Pashas. Tavis debated that. But Tavis seemed to come out that Koach Achemuraba is a Kula. I think Tavis had, right? Tavis
maybe
had
this,
two Gerses, right?
This
Tavis
is Koach Achemuraba on, this is a Kula of Koach Achemuraba on steroids because.
On who?
It's on steroids. It's the strongest Koach Achemuraba because the Nizik, it's the Koach Achemuraba in the Nizik is coming and smashing himself on the Mazik. So
you're saying that a boar is considered Koach Achemuraba because you needed the force of the person to walk into the boar. That's what you're saying.
I guess that's what I'm saying. Maybe that's.
Is that against the Gemara?
Above, the boar uses the Koach Achemuraba to separate Ish and boar. Isn't that a little schwer if you could...
Okay. You have to have a little bikias. Now, there's a Gemara on that above.
It straight up says Koach Achemuraba is a pircha between Ish and boar.
That you can't learn Ish and boar because Ish is Koach Achemuraba.
Yeah, can the boar from
Ish. Yeah. So that would seem to indicate that boar is... not Koach Achemuraba. Okay, I hear. But the Maisa, it happens to be, I saw a Sefer, said someone that's a called Biur V'Yudim, that he wanted to give that kind of answer. That boar is a quasi Koach Achemuraba. because of this Svara. And that's what
who's the Machaber of that Sefer?
I don't know, it doesn't say. Anyway. But the Maisa, I don't. But still, it is, Tavis is definitely strange, is that he's asking a Pircha Shkein Baal Chai, which is not really beferish anywhere in that there's such a Pircha.
Could Baal Chai be like
what is it there? And instead, the Pircha that's in the Mishnah of Hodech Umazik, which would have been a Pircha on Eish also, if he would have brought Baal Chai can be answered. You know, there's Holech Umazik is such a better Pircha because you couldn't answer Eish. The Pircha that Tysus asked, you can answer it by bringing in Eish, which really makes Tysus's question much weaker because you can answer it that we're learning out from Shor and Eish. Except we send them to be Akasha and Tamin. So we don't know that it's anywhere but Feirish. That you're Chayiv and Tomin, I don't know. We don't have the Bikiyas. But so Tavis is Kasha that he's asking the question that it's Baal Chai is a very weak question because you can answer it instead of answering it with that we use Bor, you can answer you use Eish. Tavis should have asked a much stronger question. The Rabbeinu Peretz does use Eish to answer Tavis's Kasha, seemingly, or at least he discusses a possibility. I know it's a little unclear, the Rabbeinu Peretz. I don't want to get into it. But this, simply, he's using it. But what Tavis should have asked is, he should have asked the Pircha that this is Halech Umazik, that Ashur is Halech Umazik.
Maybe Baal Chai really means
that Eish is also Halech Umazik. And I would shrug up everything. And then the only thing you could use is boar. That would be a much better question. So it's somewhat strange. What?
maybe Baal Chai means like Holy Chumazik. It incorporates Holy Chumazik into it. Just Holy Chumazik without the Koach Acher. It's just
it one doesn't, way. I mean, you know, I don't know why would Taivis talk in riddles. You know, the Mishnah,
because
is also Holy Chumazik. So a Baal Chai doesn't necessarily, you can have a Holy Chumazik without a Baal Chai. Theoretically, you could probably have a Baal Chai that's not Holy Chumazik. A Baal Chai that can't move, that's paralyzed. It's also a Baal Chai.
That's unnatural. That's an unnatural.
Okay, but it's like if Taiv is meant to say, I mean, the Mishnah used a Lashon, Horech Umazik. Why can't Taisus use the Lashon of the Mishnah? Said he makes up his own Lashon.
If he would have said Ruach Chaim, would Rabbi be happy?
What?
If Tosus would have said Ruach Chaim, would Rabbi be happier?
I wouldn't be happy. I would be happier, but I wouldn't be happy because Ruach Chaim, and we said, that many people say, when you yourself quoted, they say that's a pshat in Taisus, that Ruach Chaim means not Koyach Acher Murava, and that gets into this problem.
Maybe Ruach Chaim also just means it's a better Holy Chumazik.
Ruach Chaim doesn't say Holy Chumazik. Ruach Chaim is Holy Chumazik is Holy Chumazik. The Gemara, when you read the Mishnah, then they wanted to say Holy Chumazik, they say Holy Chumazik. Ruach Chaim was a different svara of Koyach Acher Mu'uraba. So why is Taivis instead says neither. He says Baal Chai. It's a little funny. It's like as if Taivis is making up his own pirchas.
Why can't you go back to what Binyamin Pesach was saying, that Tosa just finished saying, that saying that we could learn it out from Karen because of this low shaykh Baal Chai, and therefore, so now Tosus is saying that, well, look, I just introduced this thing about Baal Chai, so why could you learn it out from that? Meaning, why is that not what Tosus is addressing?
Because Tosus is not going back on his last question, he has a new question.
Why can't he be saying, I was just mechadish something. I was just saying that we could learn it out from Karen, and we could only learn it out from part of Karen because of only the Baal Chai. So now I have a great question. You just told me that there's a difference between Baal Chai and not Baal Chai. So now that you're telling me there's a difference between Baal Chai, so how could you learn it out from it? This is Baal Chai. This is not Baal Chai.
Hey, but that's not Pashim Shan and Taivis before. Taivis before was saying that because not a Baal Chai, ain't the Chai ben Tam Lemuid. He wasn't saying you can't learn it out. He was just saying that the concept of Tam Lemuid doesn't make sense when you're not a Baal Chai. Because a Tam Lemuid has to be that you showed either a Simon or a Siba, we're not sure, that you show that you're a Gur. And by a non-Baal Chai, it's not in your personality. It's like we said, it's like flipping a coin.
Happen
10 times in a row, heads, has nothing to do with the next time. So that's what type is a svara.
Right, but now that we said this chiddush, that we introduced this concept of Baal Chai, will make a difference.
But we only introduced Baal Chai in the Gabi, the svara mu'ed. That type is saying that there's no svara the Chai ben tam the mu'ed when you're a Baal Chai.
But we know for sure now that the Baal Chai is a factor, right? We just said that Baal Chai would make for a difference.
Yeah, maybe, but not, it makes a difference, the Gabi, something else, but doesn't make a difference. It depends for what. Baal Chai makes for a difference, legabi, that there's no din, tam, and mu'ed. But we don't see that Baal Chai makes for a difference that you can't learn out a mamatzina from there, because who says that Baal Chai makes for a difference? It's like, it's strange.
Why would that be that's not a crazy step to ask that question. Meaning we just.
But it is because Taivis has no raya. So then Taivis is sticking his neck out to say it on his own. When Taivis could ask a kasha based on a Mishnah, the Beferish of Mishnah, the Horech Umazik is a percha. That's Gavaldik. That's a great percha. And instead, Taivis makes up his own percha, which there's two things wrong with it. One is it's his own percha. Two is you can answer it by bringing in Aish. So it's a weak question because it's an answer. Taivis had such a better question. He would have asked from Horech Umazik, which is a Beferish of Mishnah, and Aish wouldn't answer it. So it's a little strange. I think we should go further. I don't offhand know the answer to this question.
I mean, just as far as the question of Horech Umazik, it could be that we only found the question of Holochu Mazik being asked when you were trying to look, when you had two Malamdim. It's a Binyan HaMishnei Ksuvim, which we know you can ask more Shvach HaKashas on a Binyan HaMishnei Ksuvim. Maybe Holochu Mazik is not a kasha.
Okay, but if Taisus, okay, here. But if Taisus is bringing a raya, is making up a new pircha called Baal Chai, so that's even worse. Like, you know, the Mishnah used a pircha. Okay, say, well, maybe it's only, but it's two, not one. You know, maybe Baal Chai is not a pircha at all. Okay.
Does Rebbe have a working answer? It seems like a pretty good kasha.
No, not every. This is the approach is, you know, Rabbi Sebrow is not here. So, but that was, we said this already. The Shiva's answer, Shkafa, was he used to always call it the Divna Magid, that first you get the bullseyes and then you ask the question. So we only ask the question that we can answer. So if we can't answer it, then we just skip it. And then we forget about that we asked it. So it doesn't look bad, right? No, and I wasn't clear, I don't know. The Divna Magid has this famous mashal of the person archer walking in the woods, and he found the targets and all the arrows were bullseye. He said he saw that a kid was shooting the arrow. He said, how'd you do that? He said, easy, first I shoot the arrow and then I make the target. He said, that's how you do when you say you're a pilpusher. First you figure out what your chiddush is, and then when you present the sugya, you only ask the kashas that you can answer. The other kashas you skip.
So this kasha slipped through.
So this kasha, if we're going to write
up... This is a plashir, not a pilpusher.
If we're going to, yeah, but it's the same thing. If we write up the sugya, we leave this question out because we have no answer for it. So we don't... Any question we don't have an answer for, we forget it. That was Rashiv. Rashiva's Shita definitely was that you can't answer every question in the sugya. It's like a hang up. People get a hang up that if they can't answer every question, then I don't understand the sugya. You don't get hung up. The sugya has lots of problems. If you answer half the problems, you accomplish. As long as you didn't make the problem, you don't have to answer it. Right, that was the shit. If you created the problem, if the problem wasn't there before you said your pshat, then of course you have to answer it. But if the problem's there before you started, so okay, there's a lot of different problems in this sugya. You're not mechuyev to answer every problem. So they leave, you know, someone else will answer it, or leave it shver. You know, that's all.
Next volume of your review. For the next volume.
Well, there's such a thing as leaving things sarachian. It's all so good. Okay, anyway. So, but let's continue. So that's Taibis Kasha. And Taibis second Kasha is Kavanosan Hasik, which in light of, it's really, it's also not such a strong Kasha because according to Taibis is Havamina that we're learning from Shane Virego, then Kavanosan Hasik would not be a Kasha. We said that really Taivis had a good Havamina, way we explained with the plain Yeshua. It wasn't a crazy Havamina to learn from Shane Virego. It's really a very good Havamina. Because Shane Virego, Shane Virego's Pater and Shus HaRabim, but that's because it's Orche. And since this isn't Orche, so Yishvi Chayim and Shus HaRabim. Just Taivis answered some radical Chiddush that you can't learn from Shane Virego because there's some rule that a Toda can't be more chomer than an Av. But really, logically, you should be able to learn from Shane Virego. So if you can learn from Shane Virego, those people who argue, I assume, you know, we said this rule that it's not Mukhlop, that usually if Taizah says something, usually someone disagrees. So assuming that there is someone who disagrees with Taizah and says we do learn from Shane Virego, then they would not have the problem of Kavanah Salahazik. They wouldn't have the problem of Baal Chai.
Would they also have a problem of Hanola Ziku instead?
Well, if it's Shane or Rego, so Shane is Hanola Ziku, so but Rego isn't.
It's Matsui.
Rego is Matsui. So there is a sheet, this I remember from that Hanola Ziku and that you know, we make a Tzara Shah between the two of them, they cancel out. You know, there's a question is, do they cancel out or do you need one or the other? It's a machla and shayla. Okay, anyway, let's continue. But Taib is asked from Kavanos and Ahazik. And Hanoda Zeka. And Bauchai. You can't learn from Shor because not as Shor, Shekei Kavanos and Ahazik. Is there any hemshach, just because we're Chavetz Chaim kvetches, is there any hemshach between this kasha and the beginning of Taisus? So we're saying the Kavanos al Ahazik, there's a hemshach, because if Bishay v'rega, you wouldn't have that kasha. But the Baal Chai, the Chayra, that kasha would be no matter what. So is there any, superficially, on the first question, there's no hemshach? No? Oh, if you
is there constituting a matzah with any
sure? I mean, you take
Shane Regal, you take Shane Regal and Karen all together, and see.
Yeah, you could maybe, but they still have the problem of Baal Chai.
You just have Baal Chai then, of the same. Yeah, You don't have the
okay.
The,
I don't know. Maybe you would get the Peturim of everyone.
Is there a tzad Tosus could have made a limud from like Mamun Hamazik instead of like the Baal Chai Shor? Just said Shor is really just Mamun, and we learned that Mamun Hamazik Yechayev, but he's once he committed to like though it's actually Regal or Karen, so we're talking about a Baal Chai, so then he has the.
In other words, Taisus Havamina was Hamishara Amanu.
Is what Rob's really trying to say, because Rob's really point is that it's Mamun Hamazik. Like, sure, it's Mamun Hamazik. So maybe the whole limud just like Mamun Yochai, whether it's a Baal Chai or not. And the Tosus.
You don't get out of a Pircha by pretending like. What do you mean?
You're just being a grand Alec called Mamun Hamazik. Maybe if you can make like a Bamlami just called Mamun Hamazik, period. Like, just that's it.
But if Bamlami's not there, because you have a Pircha.
There's no superficial hemshich. I mean, what the Hever is saying about making the diak, that Tosus says this Chiddush Dik idea of Baal Chayim, and Tosus in his...
No, we lost
it. No, I'm saying this Lamaisa, as far as Rebbe was making the point that the original answer of Tosus wasn't really related to the question that Tosus is asking now. But Lamaisa, as far as Tosus saying a conscious of Baal Chayim, after having just got through saying a chiddush about Baal Chayim and his
I don't know. I didn't like that. I don't know.
I can explain that, but okay.
But okay. Maybe the hemshech is something. This maybe we could say some kind of hemshech like this, but this is for the kvetchers, like hemshechs, is that we're saying, Tevis Asik Asha, Mana Shor Shekein Baal Chayim, the Kavanos and Asik. Now, we're claiming that the question of Baal Chai is not such a strong question. Why Taivis didn't ask Shekein Hodech Umazik? So we don't know. So we had Shamir, you said the answer, maybe because that's not a Pirchon too. Okay, I don't know. But for some reason, Taivis doesn't ask from the Hodech Umazik. Taivis asks from Baal Chai. So maybe Taivis himself knows that Baal Chai is not such a strong kasha. And that's why Taisus adds Kavanos and Ahazik. In other words, why does Taisus make two perichas? Could have just one pericha is enough. So is he just being a yenta? No, it's not really a yenta. Is he just listing that there's a few perichas? Or Taisus realizes that if I would ask on the pericha of Baal Chai, you could get out of it. You can answer Eishmochia. You can either way answer Eishmochia. I know you can get out of the Pircha Baal Chai. You can say there is no such Pircha Baal Chai. So therefore, Taisus strengthens his kasha by saying also the Pircha of Kavanos and Ahazik. Now, Kavanos and Ahazik is only Shver according to Taisus's answer. So that means if you wouldn't have had Taisus's answer, you wouldn't have had the second kasha, because you would say we're learning from Shane Virego, and you'd only have the first kasha, and the first kasha is not such a strong kasha.
I mean, so can we say the fact that this is the closest to this contrast?
In other words, assuming that there's a reason. You see, this is maybe this. Assuming there's a reason why Tavis wants two kashas and not one kasha, right? Assuming, you know, you could say Tavis has two because there are two. What do you want? He has two perches. But if you assume that there's a reason, Tavis has two perches because he realized that each one alone is a little weak. So he wanted to have two. So then there is a hamshach. Because
the second one, what's weak about the second question?
Because it's only a pircha on Karen. It's not a pircha on Shane Varego.
There's
a hamshach. We say like this. Tavis knows that there's a possibility you can learn from Shane Varego. Tavis was doiche because of the plain of Shua Svara, but that itself is debatable. Who said the plain Shua Svara is right?
No, but Tosfos is going on the Gemara.
Svara is not right.
But Tosfos is going
on the Gemara. You could have learned Shah in the Gemara that Mishara Lamanu means Shane Varego. And you'll say that the plain Shua is saying that a Chumra, the Atolta can't be more Chumra than an Av is not true. Tavis entertained such a possibility. If you would entertain such a possibility, then you would not have a kasha kavanos and Isaac. Maybe you said you would have the kasha
Tosfos,
of Hodech.
Tosfos is going on the Gemara.
Like we Tosfos. Said, maybe Hanoah Lazeko, and we learn out from Rego that you don't need Hanoah Lazeko, and you need out from Shane, you don't need Hodech or Isaac. So Shane and Rego as a team, maybe you could learn out, and there's no pircha. Except the Pircha Balchai, but for some reason, we're saying the Pircha Balchai. So if we assume that there's a reason that Tavis has two Pirchas, because Tavis realized that each Pircha is a little bit weak, Balchai is a weak Pircha because of what we're saying. It doesn't say it anywhere. The Kavanos and Isaac is a weak Pircha because maybe I'll be MS we learned from Shane Varego. So he needs his.
No, but Tosfos is going on the Gemara, Rebbe. The Gemara says that if it's the Afkarinu, then it's definitely bar, right?
Yeah.
The Gemara says. So if it's not Afkarinu, then we're saying there's a Satsay Shor. So you say, if now you're going to say it's not bar, it's Shor. So he's going to talk about the what are the differences between Shor, which our Shor we're talking about is Karen, and bar. Because really, if it was the Afkarinu, it would be bar. Now that we're saying Dilo Afkarinu, that it's Shor, I'm going to tell you the differences are between this Shor. And even this new thing, that now that it's not Afkarinu, it's still, it may be that it's not Mahazik anymore. It's not your money. I'm sorry, it is your money being Mahazik, which Bor normally isn't, but it's still missing Chai and the other thing. So we're saying, yes, it's true. It's not, it is your money now. So therefore, you want to say it's not Bor because it's your money, but it's still missing two other things.
Okay. We're just trying to explain the hamshach. The reason for the hamshach could be is that Tavis just got finished saying that it's Karen and not Shane Varego. If it would be Shane Varego, you wouldn't have the kasha of Kavanos and Isaac. Tavis obviously, for some reason or another, feels obligated to ask the kasha of Kavanos and Isaac. He obviously wasn't satisfied with the kasha of Balchai, otherwise he wouldn't have brought in Kavanos and Isaac. So therefore, if there's a good hamsha, okay, that's the best thing. I don't think that's so bad, right? No, Shamir, that's not so bad, is that? Yes, okay. All right, but that's pure kvetching. Okay, so let's get to the, we gotta get to the lamdas. We're stalling till we get to the lamdas, right? Mufarish Rabbeinu Rashbam. There really is no lamdan Tavis. So Ozi Mibor Bishor. It's a tzad hashava. We bring in bor, proves bor is not a balchai, and bor is not kavanos on a hazik. So we have a tzad hashava. It's a very funny tzad hashava, because if you would start with bor, there's absolutely no pircha on bor, right? The usual tzad hashava is that there's a pircha on both tzadim, and then you need both. Here,
doesn't Bor have to be Hefker?
No, but the Chayr is a Kavachaymer. In other words, it's not a Pircha. Pashtus is not a Pircha, it's a Kavachaymer. In other words, if you would start with Bor, and you would say, not a Bor. In other words, Tavis Pshat is making Rav very strange. Because Rav says, Mishara Lamanu. So Bishlama, if you could learn from Shor without Bor, and you can learn with Bor without Shor. So you can learn from both. So then Rav has to pick which one we learn from. But according to Tosfos, if you only add Bor, you can learn this out. If you only add Shor, you couldn't learn it out without Bor. So why in the world does Rav say Misharet Amadu? Why would Rav give it a Din Shor if you can learn it out from Bor and you don't, and there are no Pirchas? You learn it out from Bor and there's no Pirchas, you learn it out from Bor.
But even though it's a Kal V'chomer from Hefker, without Hefker, it's still not a Bor toldo.
Why not? If there's because a Kal V'chomer, if there's a Kal V'chomer, then it should be a toldo.
It has to be, that's a qualification of Bor. It needs to be Hefker.
I don't know. Why should that be? If it's a Kal V'chomer, then you should be Chayv as Bor without that.
So how do we understand this in the Gemara? Why are we coming to Tosfos now? Why is the basic question in the Gemara then?
Because the Gemara.
What found Rav and Shmuel?
Because, and saying in the without, before Tosfos, you would come along and assume that Rav thought you could learn from Shor without any Sada Shava. That's a simple reason.
Not that you couldn't learn from Bor.
I'm trying to answer your question. Simple reading of the Gemara is that Rav is learning out from Shor straight. So now you have a choice. You can learn out from Shor straight or you can learn out from Bor straight. So that's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. When you can learn out from two, you have two equal ways how to learn out. We want to give it a shame of an of. That's what a lot of people say, that it should have a shame of a particular of. So we have two different ways to learn it out. So we have to pick which one. So Shmuel says we pick Bor, and Rav says we pick Shor. That would
really,
make
but
sense.
Really, Rav would admit you could learn from Bor?
What? Rav would admit you could learn from Bor, but since you can also learn from Shor, and we only pick one, so we, you know, because we want to give it a shame.
So they're not asking a halachic machlokes, they're asking semantics.
There is a halachic machlokes, because one, depending on which shame you give it, would make a difference what its halachas are. So the simple shot in the Gemara is that everybody agrees you can learn from Bor, and everyone maybe agrees you can learn from Shor, but the question is, which one of the ma'isa should we learn from? And the nafkamina is, whichever one you decide to learn, that's halachas it's going to get. But yeah. The Tosfos comes along and says that even Rav agrees that you can't learn from Shor without Bor. So
but
then,
even if you're going to get the halachas from that, you could still learn through a matzah out of the
very, very strange that Rav agrees Bor alone is good enough. Shor alone is not good enough. So why, you know, there's a din in Hilchos Shabbos. Zeh eino yachol v'zeh yachol. Who knows their Masechta Shabbos? It's a Mishnah, no? Come on. Zeh eino yachol v'zeh yachol. Two people carrying something. One person can carry it all by himself, and the other
one
guy
can
without the other person.
One yachol chayv.
The one is yachol chayv, and the eino yachol is pater, right? I think so. Yeah. So that's kind of the case over here. The Shor, the Bor is yachol, and the Shor is eino yachol. So why in the world would Rav say that we give it a din of Shor and not Bor?
For the same reason he said
you still flipped a coin.
Rav and Shmuel didn't flip a coin to see who would take what side. No, obviously Rav felt, that, forgetting the perchas, Rav obviously felt that it's more domal to Shor as a starting point.
Okay,
then the question is the perchas enough to overcome the tchilas, he would make the tchilas dino what it's more domal to, no?
Okay, I don't know. We have to know what the criteria to determine what it's diamond to.
Well, isn't it not supposed that Rav holds it stam dom l'shor? Otherwise, he would agree to like. Otherwise, he would never start in the club, whether or not you have birchas.
Okay, I don't think I agree with you. The question, the million-dollar shaila is, which we'll see when we ever get to Tosfos' answer. When Rav says shayra l'manu, does Rav mean it's only a Shor, or does he mean it's Shor and Bor? See, that might be a very important question. I would assume that if you would have asked Rav, he would say it's both. It's a Shor, and it's also a Bor. You can learn this out from Bor, and you can learn it out from a Tzad HaShavet. So if you can learn it out from Shor, it's a Din Shor. If you learn it out from Bor, it's a Din Bor. You can learn it out from Shor, it's a Din, it's also a Din Shor. So it's both. you're saying that Rav's saying it's only sure and not poor. Okay, it's only sure and not poor, right? Okay, I'm not sure about that.
Isn't that question?
Isn't that question? Isn't that question? Isn't that question? Isn't that question?
What's the question otherwise?
I don't know. Let me get to Tavis's question. I didn't get there yet. Okay,
let's continue. Isn't the question? We're learning out just from shore. When he asked the
Amtimer, he thought we're learning just from shore. Yes. But his answer is that shore needs boar. So I'm just pointing out that it's a little strange. If shore needs boar, but boar didn't need shore, so why don't we say that boar is the ikker? It's just like Hilchos Shabbos. Zeinu yachol v'zeh yachol. So the yachol always wins. Okay, let's continue. Come on, I want to get, we have to get to the-
Except that there are clues of boar that you're not going to have now.
Wait, let me get to the end of Tisus. That the end is the exciting part, right? So Taibin says again, before I Rabbeinu Ta Rashbam, the osi mi bor b'shor mi matzad. Hi, what about the Gemara? Kami gabi atzad hashemesh the kamar abay and asui avnes akino lo goris ina rav that we're kumi shor na manu hainu shor. So the rav osi shaper the matzad osi could appreciate. So apparently, there's obviously a different Gersa out there, which is probably means it's different Rishonim, that learn that you do somehow learn out only from Shore without a Tzad HaShava, right? So this is definitely interesting. You know, if you want to know, you know, it's a different Gersa. Usually a different Gersa means a different Sheet of Rishonim. But okay, but we're not learning other Sheet of Rishonim. But there's probably, you know, Miyashiv the Shver Rambam, we just said someone in that the there's a daya that learns you learn out from shore. Shore cannot mean this conglomeration because that would also be a tzad hashava. So there's a daya that says that you don't need a tzad hashava. So I don't know how in the world they're going to answer Tavis's kasha. Okay, but there's such a thing. But Tavis says we're not gavurish at that daya is wrong. The Rashbam is saying it's not true and the Geras is wrong, and you obviously need a tzad hashava. Okay, let's continue. Avo kasha. Now I have a kasha. Kiven the mibor nami yodif. The patra bahu kevim kibor. If you're learning out from boar, so you have to have a ptur kevim. When the kami bamania, mechaibu rav kevim, kabi nishber kado. In other words, Taisus Lachaira is saying that if you're learning out from a Tzad HaShava, then you got to get the Pturim of all the Tzad HaShavas. What's the logic? The logic, Lachaira, is very simple. Because why is Bor Pater on Kedem? We don't know. But Lachaira, even though we don't know, the reason must be because there's some Kula in Bor that brings about a Ptur Kedem. Heard that chat. Why else would Bor be Patur on Kedem? There must be some Kula in Bor that causes a Ptur Kedem. Now, you're learning out a Shor doesn't, you want to learn from Shor. You can't learn out from Shor because we got a Percha. Shor is Kavanah San Azik. So you say Bor Yochiach. But Bor cannot prove that when there's no kavanas on Isaac, there's a chiyav on kedem, right? In other words, it's a limitation of what you can prove from bor yochiyav. Bor, you start with shore. You start from shore. And shore says, just like Karen is chayiv, so amnas sakina masal should also be chayiv. They say, well, wait a second. Amnas sakina masal is not kavanas on Isaac. Not about Chai. Sure is about Chai and Kavanos and Isaac. So maybe only when it's Kavanos and Isaac, you're Chayiv. Only maybe when it's about Chai, you're Chayiv. You say Bor Yechiyach. But Bor, for some reason, isn't strong enough to make Chayiv Kedem. So maybe the reason why Bor is not Chayiv and Kedem, while Sure is Chayiv and Kedem, is very likely because Shor is Kavanos and Ahazik, because Shor is Balchai, and Bor is not a Balchai. How else do we explain? We say Bor and Shor are both equal. They both are Mazikim. So why is it they have different halachas? And why is Bor more cow? Probably the kula of Bor is a direct result of the kula of Bor is a direct result of the fact that it's not a kavanah son Isaac and not a balchai.
Is that how it works with the matzah? Is that how matzah works?
So Tavis's kasha is, if you're going to make a tzara shava and you need boar, then you should have to get the pturim of boar. Yeah,
that's how matzah works. Does matzah mean we take the coolest of both as opposed to the chumrest of both?
Yes, pashtus. That's what Tavis obviously holds, because you're trying to prove, and you don't have a good proof. That's all you can prove. You can't prove more than that. You can only prove that you can only prove. From Shor, you can't prove that anything alone because it's Kavanos and Isaac. Bor is proving you don't need Kavanos and Isaac, but it doesn't prove you don't need Kavanos and Isaac when it by Kaden. So,
does that Gufa tie into the previous question?
With a Ptur, there should be a Ptur Kaden. So
Would that apply only because of the fact that you could learn it from Bor by itself? Does that come into play?
No.
Even if you couldn't learn from Bor by itself, each one was missing something.
Yes.
Two missing
then
things.
You should have pashas. If each one's missing something, then you should get the kudas of both. Right? That would be the pashas. According to the logic that we're saying, that if each one's missing something, then you get the kudas of both. Which is what Pasha's type is holds.
Can you ask the question in another way? How could be the Tolda be worse than the Av?
You can't ask that way, because we're saying it's a Tolda of Shor. Rav says it's a Tolda of Shor, not a Tolda of Bor. We're just learning, we're just using Bor in the Tzad HaShava, but we're not calling it a Tolda of Bor. So that's not a problem. But Shor, as you say, that the Tolda can't be more Chomer than the Bor was. I mean, if you don't say it my way, it's because it's a din in the Tolda. But this is not a. This is a Tolda of Shor. This is not a Tolda of Bor. So why can't it be more? So then it's okay. It's following Bor. It's following Shor. It's following its of. But I think the Pashup Shad and Taifis Kasha is logically, if you understand the Ptur. Is for there's some reason for the Ptur. So it's probably Gufa, the Ptur is generated by how come Karen doesn't have this Ptur and Bor does? Gufa, the answer is because of the Kudas that exist by Bor is what causes the Kudas. So we should assume that the Kula of Ptur Kedem, otherwise why there's a stira? How come my boy Karen the Torah is Mechayev Kedem and Bor they're not Mechayev Kedem? Must be that for some reason we don't understand why when you don't have Kavanos and Ahazik and you don't have Balchayim, there's a Begam in your Sivas and Mechayev, and the Begam in the Sivas and Mechayev causes that you're not Chayev and Kedem. So then what's
without Bikias and Chav Ches? What is the case on Chav Ches that would be the problem?
Okay, I know you have to look yourself to be kids. I'm not.
I don't think I would have understood it like that. I mean, I would have understood it maybe more like you just don't have a mikar to be mechayev, but like you're blaming it on kavanos lahazik gets confusing. So let's say you have three. So now,
in other words, you have no right to assume that when there's no kavanos lahazik, you're chayev and kedem. We don't know. You never saw that anywhere. You never saw this chiyuv. So you need to learn out. If you only had Shor, you would say you're part of the gamri, because you don't have kavanos and Isaac. You're bringing a raya from Bor, but Bor can't prove that you're chayv and kedem. So maybe when you don't have kavanos and Isaac and you don't have balchai, you're left with a ptur kedem. Okay, anyway, this is the Tavis is Kasha. Tavis leaves this Sarachian. The Maisa, everybody in the world answers Tyvus's kasha. The first person who maybe answers the kasha, doesn't really say he does, is the Rush himself, the Rush. There's a Rush on that Vav that brings, discusses what happens when you have Sada Shavas. It's in the beginning of, it's in Rush Eis Awif, the beginning where that we're in the beginning of that Vav. There's a huge Bnei Yeshua here who he comes to answer Tyvus's Kasha. And it, and there is the world famous Griz, the Griz our Rambam, that he answers Tyvus's Kasha. The question that I think that we like, you know, well, we probably would like to do is to know whether there are they saying different answers than the same answer. They're obviously all, they're very close, because usually, you know, like that's what usually happens. If two people are trying to answer the same question, they got to be similar because they start with the same point and they end the same point. You know, the ending is, and therefore I answer your question. So they're very close, but there might be tremendous lumdish and nuances between them. So I don't know where we should start from. Let me look tomorrow. I suspect I would not start with the Bnei Yeshua, but maybe to look quickly at the Rush and then the Bnei Yeshua, and then to leave the Griz, because it just historically, the Griz comes last. The Griz is what all the Rosh Hashivas quote. That's what all the Rosh Hashivas quote the Griz on this sugya. He's the most famous Marimakom probably in all of Bava Kama, or one of the most famous Marimakomis. But that's what I mentioned to people. That's my complaint, that the Griz is such a famous Marimakom when he's arguing with Tysus. Shiva also had a Pilpul share here. I don't even also, but anyway. But but maybe we'll start tomorrow with the Bnei Yeshua. The Bnei Yeshua, there's a long Bnei Yeshua on the Gemara where he goes ahead and he answers at the end of the piece, or in the piece. Let me just see where the Bnei Yeshua is. Bnei Yeshua, I'm sorry, is... It starts on the beginning of Gimel Amud Beis, and it's a quite long Bnei Yeshua. In my printing, it's 3 paragraphs, so it's nice size. So he answers, at the end of the day, he answers Tyfus's Kasha. Well, and then, so I'd like to see, if we have a chance, we'll see how it goes. But the question will be, if the Bnei Yeshua's answer and the Griz's answer are the same or different. My assumption is that they're not the same, but they're close. So we should be nice to, you know, noticing. That's really where you get into the nice lumdis, when you notice minute differences between people, right? That's the lumdis. When you see two people that are similar, and like Mr. Green Book, we'll put them all into one cheetah, and say they're all saying the same thing. And when you read them carefully, you notice that there's nuances and there's differences.
Same with otherwise, they would quote the Bnei Yeshua, not the Griz, right?
What?
Otherwise, everyone would quote the Bnei Yeshua, not the Griz.
No, I don't know. The Griz is more famous to quote. The Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav. The Griz is on the Rambam. It's a Sefer Griz our Rambam. That's where the Griz is. It's not on the Daf. I don't even know if we have the Sefer here. I don't know if I can maybe get hold of it.